Welcome to Accelerate Your Destiny. Lack of direction, not lack of time, is the problem, says Zig Ziglar. So what are we going to do to make sure that the time that we have, we make it count? I'm often guilty of saying there is not enough time in the day. I mean, think about it. If I had one more hour, two more hours, five more hours, as you can see, the number is increasing because I'm thinking about everything that I can fit in those hours, but I will always need more. It's not that you don't have enough time in the day. It's what you have decided to do with the time that you have. Time is given to all of us, but we got to make sure that we use it wisely. So one of the things that I teach with time management is understanding your peaks, understanding when you are at your best, and then understanding when that time dips or when that energy dips. So your energy peaks are so important because the things that we tend to procrastinate on are the things that we often need to put in that energy peak. What are those things that you're procrastinating on? Now, I want to share something with you about procrastination. Procrastination is a thief, if you will, of success. Because the more we put off, the more time we think we have in order to get it done. But the truth of the matter is you don't have the time, or the time is not promised to you. So what do you have to do then to make sure that you are intentional about pursuing the time that you have, and not just pursuing the time that you have, but taking the dedicated time in order to achieve the goals in which you've put in place? I want to make sure that you understand also that multitasking is not a thing. We often have convinced ourselves, like, I can multitask. I can do two things at one time. You probably are doing them, but you're not doing them well. Your mind is not cognitively designed to do two things at one time. You're actually designed to do one thing at a time and do it well. Now, this doesn't mean that, you know, you have to send an email and then just wait by the computer for someone to respond to that email. I'm not saying that. I'm saying take care of the task, close it out, and then begin to do something else. What would happen if you gave your full attention to what or who is in front of you? Wow. I know that's like, it's unheard of. It's unheard of because we're so used to doing things, multiple things at a time. But what would happen if we disciplined ourselves to make sure that the person in front of us or the task before us got our full attention? When we decide to manage our time well, you'll actually find out that you gain time more than you do lose it. I remember my coach this at the beginning of the year challenged us, and I was in a group coaching session, and he challenged us to do something. He challenged us to focus on three things. He said, I want you to automate, delegate, or eliminate. I was like, whoa, that's so deep. It's so good. But I didn't really know how challenging that would be. You know, I had to find systems to put in place that worked for me. Eliminating the things that I really like to do, that doesn't mean I need to do them. I was wasting time doing them, thinking that I just had to do this because I was so accustomed to doing it. And delegating, that's a whole different podcast, okay? So the delegating can be very difficult, especially when you take ownership of something and you just, you know, you have those, that grip on that task at hand. I want to encourage you to do the same. I want to encourage you to make sure that you either eliminate, delegate, or automate. Because when you do, you will save more time than you do spending. Time equals energy, and energy equals money. When I'm able to save time, I'm able to save energy, and I'm able to save money. How much money are you wasting because you have not engaged in saving time? What are you doing, or what can you do differently to ensure that you're in a space that your time is precious to you and you won't waste it on anything or just anything or just anybody? What are you doing to make sure that you understand your energy is precious and how you spend it is so very important? It's time to assess. It's time to assess and go through your calendar and make sure that what you have on your calendar is something that is worth being there. Yeah, it's your homework. It's your homework. Take a look at this calendar. Now, one of the things that I also strongly recommend is that you don't look at your calendar on a daily basis, but rather you look at your calendar on a weekly basis. How much energy is required of me for this week? What does that do? It allows you to make sure that you get enough rest to engage in the week effectively. So yes, take a look at that calendar, and don't get me wrong, there are going to be some twists and there are going to be some turns and some adjustments that need to be made. I'm not saying that that won't happen, but when you have an idea of what it takes for you to engage in your time effectively, something different happens in you. And I will also say this, make sure that you don't allow anyone else to steal your time from you. Be intentional, be focus, be engaged with what's going on in your life. And you'll find out that those three buckets, eliminate, automate, delegate, are more important and more effective than you think they are. Until next time. If you're looking for a way to really think about your time, and not only really think about your time, but a way to re-engage your time to make sure that you're using it effectively, I invite you to go to leadersmoveforward.com. There are some wonderful tips and tools and tricks that we share with our audience to make sure that they are maximizing their time for success. So go there, check it out, and I hope it works for you. I invite you to follow me on my social media platforms. I am on Facebook, Instagram, as well as LinkedIn. We have content going out daily for both your professional as well as your personal growth. I'll see you there.